Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with yet another episode. So guys, I had a huge experience last night. I went to an event called Sister Siesta. It's an event I've often talked about with you all that one of my homegirls actually puts on through her organization for women. And her theme is always about rest. Like, we never shut down. We never rest. So a lot of things don't happen to us because of rest. If you know already, rest is essential to your viability. Being alive and well, you need rest. If you don't rest, your body is shut down on you because it's signaling to you that I need some rest. I can't go on like this. I'm exhausted. So it shuts down. However, last night's resting point for me was not so much about my body just needed to shut down. It was not even about I just needed the rest, the physical rest. It was the mental rest. I have often shared my story with my friends and associates and just about everybody because you guys know that I'm totally transparent, right? And if you hear everything, you know I'm in my famous studio, by the way. I forgot to tell you guys that. But anyhow, I always share my relationship with my husband. And I always share the fact that I have insomnia. So some days are better than others. But most frequently, I am in a restless state. I try to go to sleep. I can't stay asleep. I can't fall asleep. I'm exhausted. And I've taken melatonin. I've had actual prescription medication to help me with my insomnia. I have gone to therapy about it. But even with all those things being said, when you get ready to treat something, you need to know the root of the problem. You cannot diagnose something if you don't have all the pieces. And so last night's siesta, a resting point for me, was a revelation. It was a breakthrough. It was, as Oprah would say, an aha moment. I realized that when I'm home, and I've said this a couple of times, I don't feel safe in my own space. One is the energies that are illuminating, floating, sitting, festering, in the home. And I had never put those things together because I just knew those spirits were there because I've been intertwining with and intermingling with those spirits for some time now. I've staged my home to cleanse it out. I've prayed over it. But for whatever reason, those spirits was still there. And so what I learned is I continue to welcome the spirits in, because I refuse to close them off. I refuse to close them off because I'm like, oh, they've been a part of me for so long, I don't know how to live without them. So I'm going to call this a spiritual Saturday for me, because I am having even more revelations since the siesta moment last night. When I come home each and every day, I go and I sit in the recliner section of our sectional sofa. And I feel paralyzed once I sit down. Like, I literally cannot get myself up sometimes, most times, and do anything else. I'm like, I sit down, but I know this, so I know some people are like, why don't you just not sit there? It is like a magnetic force that pulls me to that spot as soon as I get home. And then I sit in that spot, and I sit in that spot until two things happen. My husband either leaves the house and goes to work, or I know for a fact that he's asleep. And when I say asleep, not just in the bed, I mean like I know that he is asleep without even getting up to go upstairs to see, to physically see it. I know that he's asleep. Then I go upstairs, wash my face, and I get into the bed. By this time, when I say that I'm exhausted is an understatement. I have had moments where I'm surviving off of 3 hours of sleep. I've had moments where I'm surviving off of 6 hours of sleep. It just varies. But it was a revelation that there is a spiritual warfare going on in my home, and there's spiritual warfare for myself. And when you know what's going on with you, then you can better prepare yourself for what it is that you are having to fight, right? So it's the now what, where I sit. I have never been bounded by such a state of mind, a spirit, whatever you want to call it. Never been so greatly bounded by it. So this thing, I can't even articulate, guys. That's how it got you, girl. So my challenge to you is to start recognizing the things that have you bound down. If you can't figure out why it has such a hold on you, is it probably spiritually eating at you, feeding on you? It's like a parasitic thing. I try to identify it. For me, I'm a journaler. I write things down. I come to you guys in my podcast. I share it with you. I have a couple of people who I actually talk to and chat with. And it's not even now about venting. It's like me trying to talk through a plan or a mystery, better yet. And I'm like, okay, well, what is this? What about that? I never realized. You'll start having those aha moments. You start having those moments of clarity where you are starting to identify the very things that have you bounded. Because before last night, your girl had no idea that she even had this going on. I just thought, oh, this is my sofa. My recliner is the bum. It is so comfortable. And when I sit down on it, that's the reason why it sucks me in. But then I also started realizing that this was the very spot that my husband fought me on. He wanted that spot for himself. And he decided to say, okay, I concede. You have it. You win. And he's never said it again. Now, I ain't the one to say he put a roots on me. But sometimes someone's soul, their spirit, can linger. Even when they did not mean ill will, it's the spirit that stays and torments other people. So now I am again in that spot where I'm like, okay, I identify, I recognize, I'm working through, and I want to get past this. So that's my next step and my next challenge for you. When you realize what it is that has you bounded, come up with a plan. It's like a 911. Because when something has you bounded like that, it is so very hard for you to see the forest for the trees, so to speak. You have no idea how bounded you are. You have no idea how vexed you are, how you can no longer do some of the things that you want, how there's a roadblock that you didn't put up there. You're just like, I didn't do this. You know, I don't know what's going on. I didn't invite this in. You don't have to. At your lowest point is when it's going to attack. At the lowest point is where it's going to connect with you and be parasitic. And as I tell you guys, biology major, biologist right here, extraordinaire. When there is a parasite, you're not even sometimes aware that you have this parasite. You are like sitting there and you have some of the symptoms. So here I am, I've had all these symptoms and I don't recognize. You get a little sick behind these symptoms. I got a little sick, guys. I got a little sick. I was always, you know, trying to figure out why. I just feel so drained. I feel like my life is just zapped from me. I don't have any energy. Again, they're all symptoms and they're making you sick. And you start treating them, okay? So I start treating all these symptoms and I'm going to therapy and I'm going to my doctor and I'm talking to people and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to church, not to say any of those things are not the right things to do, but I was not treating the correct diagnosis. I didn't have the proper diagnosis, so I couldn't even treat it like I needed to treat it. It's like saying I have the flu. If I had the flu, but only diagnosing me with the headache and the fever. And treating the headache and fever, well, you're not going to get rid of the flu, supposedly, through treating a headache and a fever. But guys, the awakening that I'm having now, the level of revelation that I'm living in, it's amazing. And I woke up this morning. It was some of the best sleep I've had in a long time. And it's not because of the rain. Believe me. I was like, oh, okay, maybe it was the rain. It's because I had clarity on what had me boggled down, what had a hold on me. And so now my next step is going in, finding out how to get this monkey off my back. So you guys have those moments with yourself. Look and see what has you bounded so tightly, wound it up so tightly, unable to move, paralyzed. And do some soul searching, really, really dig deep. And then once you realize what it is, treat it properly. Get the help that's needed. And you will become this even more free person, even more free spirit. You will feel as if you're moving in a state of clarity because you are. So until next time, guys, This is Just Call Me Jay Nicole. Make sure that you're following me through all of my social media platforms. I am on IG at Just Call Me Jay Nicole. That's JustCallMeJNicole. I'm on Twitter at Call Me Jay Nicole. And that's CallMeJNicole. And you always hit your girl in her inbox or email me at Just Call Me JNicole@gmail.com. And you guys have a soulful week.